Bullock County Commission Chairman Roy Thompson opened the second day of county budget presentations by thanking department heads and members of the public for attending and for their interest in county government. He then asked that Sheriff Noel Brown open the meeting with prayers. The second day concluded presentations from county departments. This series of presentations give citizens an overview of what it takes to run county government and provide all the critical services at a level we expect. Throughout the 2 days of presentations, the county department leaders thanked the commissioners for making the difficult decision to raise taxes last year. This allowed them to expand services to the citizens and raise salaries to help them recruit and retain employees. It is evident that the commissioners do not have the appetite to increase taxes this next budget year. Each of the department leaders were sensitive to this and gave very conservative presentations and requests for FY25. Below are summaries of the second day of presentations. Sheriff Noel Brown, Sheriff Bill Black, Chief Deputy. Challenges: recruiting, hiring and retention, especially jail personnel. Tight labor market. Restrictive hiring process, GOPOST standards. LE. Jobs are hard to fill now. Competitive pay. Bullock Sheriff's Office pay. Certified deputy, $20.11 per hour. Certified jailer, $18.64 per hour. Effingham Sheriff's Office pay. Certified deputy, $22.63 per hour. Certified jailer, $19.95 per hour. Needs: personnel, 6 detention officers, 1 patrol deputy, 1 investigator, 2 SRO supervisors. Inflationary. Other increases in budget include inflationary cost increases like fuel, insurance, and goods and services. Increases in personnel including uniforms, equipment, etc. Camera system upgrades. Upgrade body cameras switching from WatchGuard to Axon. $12,700 per month versus $600,000 to upgrade current WatchGuard cameras. Upgrade jail camera system. One-time equipment purchase, $119,620 SPLOST. Cloud hosting, $4,620 per month. Camera maintenance agreement, $660 per month. Capital. 2 vehicles for new positions, existing request. 4 replacement vehicles, existing request. 2 inmate transport vehicles, new request. Future needs. Phase 1. Underground utilities, sewage. Evidence building. K-9 facilities, handler offices and kennels. Vehicle shelter, compound yard. Phase 2. Office complex. E-911. Kelly Barnard, E-911 director. Tammy Smith, E-911 shift supervisor, 17-year employee and in the management development class. No new personnel requests. Challenges: labor. Bullock 911 communications officer pay is $17.57 per hour. SPD communications officer pay is $21.89 per hour. 3 in training now with 1 open position. Future labor. Currently they have 13 dispatchers. In the next 5 to 10 years, 18 to 20 dispatchers will be needed. Capital. Each dispatch console position costs $131,000. They currently have 6. Hardware upgrade for 911 call recorder. Card swipe system for entry into building. Replacement of the current KVM switches with adder command and control switches. battery replacement for the UPS batteries, future capital, add 4 console positions, renovation or expansion of facility to add the 4 consoles, next-gen 911 replacement of phone system with ESL net, next 5 to 10 years, renovation of current facility, generator replacement, UPS replacement, emergency medical services, Brian Hendricks, EMS Director. Overview: 10,478 calls for service, 6,900 resulted in transport to EGRMC and 8 total hospitals in the area accepting patients from Bullock. On-scene mileage: over 10 miles has decreased 2% already, 5 months, with staffing in portal and register. On-scene arrival time down from 9.4 minutes to 8.9 minutes. 1 24-hour crew in Brooklet. 3 24-hour crews in Statesboro. 1 24-hour crew in portal. 1 24-hour crew in register. Once renovations are complete, now 12 hours. Expansions underway in Statesboro and register. Portal renovations are complete except parking lots. Lift assist calls increasing. Mental health calls increasing. Collections increased from $1.82 million to a projection of $2.2 million. 38 full-time personnel. 1 full-time training officer added last year. Budget needs: 6 personnel and ambulances to add service in the Stilson area by January 1, 2025, will allow for a 10-minute response to Stilson, Onley, Eldora, Old River Road. South areas: 2 personnel for day truck, 3 personnel to add shift supervisors, reclassifying 3 personnel to assistant shift supervisors. Renovations at Stilson Fire Station to house ambulance and crews. FY 2024 tax increase funded the following: expanding and maintaining 2 additional stations in the county, register and portal. Hiring full-time training office. Increase in starting salaries, which has helped with recruitment and retention. Increase in positive patient outcomes. Less miles to travel plus less time to travel, which equals better patient outcomes. Rural fire. Rural fire is currently working toward lower ISO ratings. Saw ISO reduced to 4Y and 8B based on geographic locations. Class 10 means you do not live within 5 miles of a fire station, which is about 30% of the county currently. It will take 22 stations to cover 98% of the county. Ben Tapley, Bullock Fire Chief, presents Career Firefighter of the Year Award to firefighter Isaiah Dorsey during his presentation. Dwayne Grice. Overview: 3 command staff, 1 administrator, 9 career firefighters, 12 part-time firefighters, 48 volunteers, 3,151 calls for service. Increase of 76% over FY22. $3,187,308 operating budget. Currently assisting EMS countywide and within the 5-mile fire district, including the city, with lift assist. Future needs: better service delivery, better ISO results, more firefighters on scene, reduced response times, increased water supply, staffed ladder truck, increased supervision, replacement plan for equipment, more staffed stations to meet future needs, increase engine company staffing from 2 firefighters to 3, decrease response times to all emergencies by adding strategically placed stations staffed with 3 personnel, increase the number of certified firefighters responding to emergencies by 116%. open one staffed station per year, build one new station in underserved areas, class 10 areas, every year, manage growth and change, develop and implement a fire prevention, fire marshals division, develop and implement a training division, develop middle management, captains, battalion chiefs, to increase safety, ISO grades firefighters based on 6 firefighters, NFAA recommends 1.8 career firefighters per 1,000 population served, NFPA 1710 recommends 4 to 6 FFs per apparatus and 16 FFs on structure fires. Develop and implement an apparatus replacement plan. Add personnel to ensure OSHA 2 in 2 out rule. Continue the replacement plan for purchasing new self-contained breathing apparatus to prioritize our firefighters' safety plan. Complete master plan to build a fire department headquarters. Funding 3.0 mils outside of Statesboro Fire 5-mile district. In 2023, 3,151 calls for service. BCFD revenue FY24 is $3,187,308. In FY25, tax assessor estimated revenue at 3 mils will be $4,500,000, tax assessor data. 2.75 mils Statesboro 5-5-mile district. In 2023, 401 calls for emergency response. $2,585,000 approved for FY24. Tax assessor estimate as $1 million per mil. Funding outside of millage rate. SAFER 2021 volunteer recruitment and retention. Awarded Q1 FY23 for a total of $399,716. Awarded AFG 2022 for $269,672 for SCBAs. Need to apply for SAFER 2023 for career personnel. Applying for AFG 2023 for aerial and portable radios. Cancer Awareness Grant. GFSTC Fireworks Tax Grant. Request for FY25. July 2024. Add 3 battalion chiefs. Add 9 fire apparatus operators. January 2025. Staff another fire station. Hire 3 lieutenants. Hire 3 fire apparatus operators. Hire 3 firefighters. How to fund without tax increases. In FY25, maintain 3.0 mils in rural fire district, will generate $4,500,000, estimated. Proposed increase in personnel totals $1,317,862. Current operating budget as $3,288,082. Total budget needs in FY25 is $4,607,192. Options for $107,192 deficit. Pull from fire fund surplus. Reduce spending. Leverage federal dollars. SAFER. Anticipated inspection revenues. Animal Services. Barbara Diaz, Director. Overview. In 2016, Animal Services underwent an audit by Best Friends Animal Society and many changes were implemented, including hours of operations, employee training, many partnerships with Rescue, Fixing the Boro, partnership with Humane Society on TNR, Stop Trapping Feral Cats, Life Affirming Philosophy, Appointment Made to Surrender, No Euthanizing for Space, Partnership with BCCI, Drastically Cut Vet Expenses, But with those savings we have been able to save more animals, Euthanasia. In 2018, they euthanized 882 animals. In 2023, only 175 euthanized, down 707 euthanized. Goal of 90% live outcome through recuses, adoptions, returns and transfers. Currently above 90% live outcome with canines. Currently above 80% with felines, cats. They don't euthanize for space, only for severe aggression, very practice AC, injured, sick, budget requests, updating kennels with paint and new facing, remodel of one building, radio, sealant to fill the cracks and runs, future needs, new facility to offer new initiatives including spay and neuter every animal leaving facility, host rabies clinics, classroom instruction on the necessities of pet ownership, increase shelter ability to host community events like free adoption days, increase volunteer presence, pet registration online and on-site, hiring of a vet, hiring fifth animal control officer, hiring full-time shelter attendant, adult probation, Christy Black, director, strategic initiatives, prioritize safety, help keep the jail from becoming overcrowded and not cost the county $50 per day to house offenders, provide services to help give the defendant the right guidance and services from outside resources and help promote positive behavioral changes, which provides for a safe community for our citizens. Work with OWL law enforcement, correction, and other public safety agencies to plan for and prepare for any disaster to protect county facilities. Continue to plan for the growth in population and be prepared to increase staff so we are not overwhelmed with the number of cases. We know that we must increase the number of probation officers due to population growth, since it will bring increased number of criminal cases through the courts. Enhanced service delivery. Upgrading the case management software with newer technologies gives an advantage of better connecting with probationer. Increase collections of court-ordered monies to help funding of the probation department budget. Increase staff and training to ensure that department is meeting state standards. Create materials and programs that will help our department, defendants, and other citizens to understand probation processes and procedures. Focus serving. Bullock County State Court, Bullock County Superior Court, Portal Municipal Court, future plans, more probation officers, increasing from 6 to 8. Increasing probation officers allows them to keep caseload numbers low. One training coordinator, one court coordinator. Caseloads are increasing by 17% per year. In 5 years, we estimate we will be carrying 2,058 active cases. We would need 9 probation officers with an average caseload of 229 cases. Capital needs. More space. New building possibly, with ADA accessibility. FY25 replace 2015 Chevrolet Impala. Revenue. We are projecting to collect $2,109,816 per year in fines, probation fees, and court surcharges. Correctional Institute. Robert Toole, Warden BCCI. Budget needs. 29 full-time employees, only one vacancy. Capital needs. 2 vehicles. 2 pieces of kitchen equipment needing replacement. Goals. Maintain a high level of two-way communication between BCCI and Department of Corrections. Enhance job skills assessment conducted on new arriving inmates to better catalog skills and match skills with the needs of the county departments. Maintain the inmate population at current contact numbers. Reduce the opportunities for contraband interdiction, leading to a more stable inmate workforce. Strategies. utilize established career friendships and connections to enable BCCI to continue receiving an adequate number of skilled inmates as needed by Bullock County departments, increase one-on-one meetings with other departments' heads to develop better understanding of their inmate skill needs, revise BCCI's operational plan to reduce the number of inmates removed from BCCI for negative reasons. This will help maintain the contractual count and inmate skill levels. Optimize training opportunities to better equip county employees to identify possible attempts by inmates to obtain contraband while on details. Barriers. Broader use of alternative incarceration means less skilled inmates available. Correctional officer pay is becoming more competitive. Increased state pay. Reluctance of some supervisors to invest more time in training inmates. Aging infrastructure requires more maintenance time. Reducing staff hours available for security and programming also requires a larger repair budget. Factors for success. BCCI must meet the requirements of the GDC contract and show positive results on all GDC monitored categories. BCCI must maintain a safe and secure facility giving stability to the inmate population. This stability provides more long-term placements of inmate workers throughout the different county departments. Provide increased recruitment and retention of staff, allowing for more security monitoring and increased positive programming of the inmates. Identify needed skills for the county departments. County agency support. Building maintenance. Details of skilled labor that BCCI has been able to save taxpayer dollars on. 3 construction projects this fiscal year totaling $24,435 plus labor provided to county departments includes Public Works 46 inmates $1.1 million. Airport 2 inmates minus $22,620. Ag Center 4 inmates minus $76,368. Animal Shelter 5 inmates minus $94,500. Recreation Department 4 inmates minus $83,000. EMS 911 to 1 inmate minus $15,000. These numbers do not include benefits. Based on salaries of $7.25 to $12.25 per hour. Additional information. BCCI receives revenue in the amount of $22 per day from the GCOC to house state sentenced offenders, totaling $1.2 million per year. BCCI also feeds the prison population, 160, and county jail population, 400, for $5.31 per day. Moving forward, BCCI will closely monitor the monthly GDC subsidy report indicating success on keeping beds filled to contract capacity. The percentage of inmate detail assignments filled per month will be monitored by department. Contraband arrest numbers will be tracked in conjunction with contraband fines to determine effectiveness of deterrence. Clerk of Court. Heather McNeil, Clerk of Court. Budget request. 1 part-time employee. In FY23, spent 239 days in court out of 249 working days. Develop website which will allow them to generate a QR code on jury notices to allow them to fill out information online and send text messages. A large portion of phone call information would be available on the website, increasing customer service. Software maintenance will increase. Postage and juror pay increase, covered now by ARPA grants. Sent out over 10,000 jury summons and 26 jury selections last year. Increase in supply cost. Capital request. New copier. Future staff. 2 to 3 more full-time employees in next 3 to 5 years. Challenges. Space. New judicial complex, committee meeting monthly. Accomplishments. Now live with CoFile QuickLink, able to get all records digitized at no cost to the county. including 44 big record books. Still working on this. All plats are now digitized and available on Clerk's Authority's website. Superior Court Gates Pede, Chief Judge Ogeechee Judicial Circuit. Budget Request Net Budget Request of $465,000. Comments from Judge Gates Pede. Bullock County has been fortunate that we have had no death penalty cases in Bullock since he came on the bench. These are very expensive and time-consuming. I really appreciate, on behalf of the court, all of the support you have provided. We have never submitted a budget that has not been supported. I also appreciate how we have been supported by the law enforcement community. We really need another courthouse. We don't have enough space now to handle courts. Thank you for your support for your administration assistance and the marshalling of AARPA funds to assist the courts. This amount was in excess of $2.5 million. Tom Couch, Peyton Fuller, and others who helped with administering these funds. Thanks for funding the new judges, including the juvenile judges. In my time as chief judge, we have obtained a fourth judge and established the juvenile courts and the beginnings now of pursuing the fifth judge, said Judge Pede. In 1994, I began as state court judge, which started my employment with the county. Judge Lanier had two trials scheduled. Judge Robbie Turner and Sheriff Akins came by and asked me to fill in for Judge Lanier. It was a vehicle homicide case. That was my first case, continued Judge Pede. I was appointed by Governor Zell Miller to fill the unfulfilled term of Judge Lanier. Paula White has worked for the courts since 1988 and has been a blessing to me and the courts. State Court Solicitor Catherine Findlay, Solicitor General, added one full-time Solicitor General, which brings them to fully staffed. No major budget requests. Space concerns are a challenge. No space for growth. Overview of court. Converted a conference room as main reception area. Staff are in multiple rooms across the courthouse, not all in one area. 2017 saw 3,400 traffic and 2,100 criminal cases. 2023 saw 5,665 traffic and 2,241 criminal cases. Recognized as top 10% of courts in processing cases efficiently from arrest to disposition. Future goals. Establish a traffic bureau or traffic division assistant solicitor, administrator, and clerk. All traffic would be handled in that one area. Would make this much more efficient. State Court. Joseph Kushner, Judge of State Court. Judge Kushner is in trial today. Presentation was made by Catherine Findlay. Oversees criminal and civil dockets. Budget needs. With growth in caseload, asking for one additional staff attorney. Not asking for a full-time judge at this time. Magistrate Court. Karen Jones, Chief Magistrate Judge. Lynn Sapp, Deputy Magistrate Judge. Handled over 1,500 cases last year. Hired and lost more employees over the past few years than in over 35 years with the count. The raises last year have helped us stabilize this. No additional staff requests for FY25. Capital needs. Need space, files and office are maxed to capacity. Suggestions to meet space needs by remodeling space in our current office includes. Hallway. Holding cells. Probate court. Lorna Deloach, Judge of Probate Court. Current needs. More space for will storage inside a vault. Have three vaults now. State files take a lot of space because they can never be destroyed. Updates. AOT program funding helps curb mental health issues. Makes mental health patients take their medicine. They have to prove they take their meds. If they do, this helps make them more productive citizens. Muskogee County is the gold standard for this program and they have had great success with it. We have grant money to fund this. We were budgeted for 19, we did 9 last year. Pineland can't get the staff to help run the program. Capital needs: vault doors. Very heavy old doors have been warped by the settling of the building. $10,000 was last quote in 2021. Scanning documents from 2013 backwards. Have used GS interns. Revenue. Gun permits revenue is down since concealed carry has passed. Future. Once population exceeds 90,000, the probate judge can be an attorney. It is not required now. That will allow jury trials and will require more space. We will need an associate judge at that time, as well. Coroner Richard Pilant, Bullock County Coroner. Overview. As population increases, deaths increase. Coroner handles all of the work by himself. Until recently, no office, no place for a computer or to meet families. Indigent cases growing, county cremating citizens with no real place to store cremains. Assigned office space at the new sheriff's complex. Coroner is a part-time county employee. He is also paid at a rate of $175 per call plus a $600 car allowance and county benefits. This past month they covered 19 coroner calls. All deputy coroners are 1099 employees who only get $175 per call. Use private vehicles. Average coroner call takes 4 to 5 hours to process. Last year's coroner budget was $60,000. Needs: full-time coroner's office, administrative assistant to handle workload, increase in pay for part-time coroners.